Well, why isn't what Mr Hunt and the various other parties said to the Leveson inquiry enough? I mean, we heard the permanent secretary within the DCMS saying that he believed that Mr Hunt, and he was as independent as they get, he believed that Mr Hunt acted with complete propriety throughout the process.
Well, ultimately, you've got to take responsibility for your actions. And what we've seen from this is that whilst he was in Parliament, he said there'd been no inappropriate contact with the B Sky B bid people, and yet we saw this array of emails that sort of showed those shadow links, the informal conversations that took place about a very important commercial bid in this country. And I personally think, you know, with the level of evidence that has already been presented to Leveson, Jeremy Hunt should have done the decent thing and walked. I can tell you I would have done if I was in similar circumstances.
I mean, but he's clearly decided that he isn't going to do that. He's got the backing of his boss. What purpose does this continual hounding of him actually serve in the national interest?
Well, this is actually not about Jeremy Hunt now. This is actually about the Prime Minister and his judgment and the integrity of Parliament.
Isn't it just about the thrill of the chase for the Labour MPs? Your tails are up, you can scent blood, you think he's going to go eventually, you might as well try and push him over the edge and you can claim a scalp and everyone pats each other on the back and goes home.
No, Nick, it's far more important than that. I mean, you know, you can delegate power but not responsibility in our democracy. Well, that used to be the principle. And you know, when ministers do wrong, they have to take responsibility for it. Otherwise, like the phone hacking scandal, our democracy is corroded. And, you know, here we had this huge commercial bid that had to be done in a quasi-judicial way. And you see these shadow links between key advisers to a minister texting and emails that were completely inappropriate.
OK, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid, Mr Watson, but thank you for your time. That's the Labour MP, Tom Watson, who is very much involved in what's been going on over the past few years with regard to phone hacking and has written a book about it, Dial M for Murdoch. 16.